Welcome. Welcome to Very Fine Friends.
Very Fine Friends.
We're going to do a little bonus improv for you. Joe, could you scare us up a suggestion?
Your suggestion is... Your suggestion is nymphomaniac.
Can't relate.
Me neither.
The mermaids in Peter Pan were nymphomaniacs, right? Or were they nymphs? Am I sexualizing a cartoon mermaid?
Yeah, I think you might be. Oh, they were flirty for sure.
Oh, okay.
I think mermaids have a lore of trying to lure sailors to their deaths.
Lure.
Like they're like, ooh, look, we're hot. Come over here. And then the sailors sail over to them and then they run into rocks and die.
Oh. Because of also being on the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
With only other men.
Yeah.
Apparently that's a problem for some people.
Why would they want the men to die?
They're bad.
The sailors are bad or the...
No, the mermaids.
Oh. You think you gotta have some fun first?
With what? Their fish bottoms?
You've gotta have something. I don't know.
You want to go digging around down there to find out?
No, I don't.
Oh, you said you did.
No, I didn't. I didn't even imply it. It was just a suggestion for other people, men who like that.
A fish gynecologist. Do animals have specialized doctors like humans do?
Yeah, they're called vets.
Well, no, but the vet would be the equivalent of a general practitioner.
Oh, I think they do it all. I don't think there's like, well, no, that's not true. And I knew it wasn't true when I said it.
Whoa.
I had to take Summer to a canine or a veterinary ophthalmologist. So they do have specialists.
Okay. But they probably don't have like a podiatrist. Or well, Summer wouldn't have a gynecologist.
Well, I should Google it now. Dog gynecologist. I should see.
What kind of a sicko would do that job? I want to work with animals, but only the vag.
I wonder if there is that.
God,
I mean,
now
I'm taking Megan. I took Megan to a chiropractor for dogs.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah,
but yeah, that would be gross. Now I don't. I'm scared to look it up in case it is a thing that really exists.
I'm scared to look it up for other reasons. I should go to the library and search it.
Yeah. Yes, that's where people go to search questionable things.
I think it is.
Yep. Joe, did you look it up?
This just in.
Oh, good. Joe is also the other way we search questionable things. Does it exist? No!
Oh, no. Wow.
Oh, no.
That's tough. You know what? Good for the dogs. I'm glad they have a resource.
They're picturing their like legs up in stirrups. Oh,
that's so unsettling.
So when you Googled it, did it say dog gynecologist near me? Dog gynecologist net worth.
You know, my dad had a plaque made that was like a fake doctor's plaque and it said his name and then doctor of gynecology.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was on our wall, like, growing up. I never knew, like, it was a joke.
Oh, no. It wasn't just, like, a novelty thing that...
No, it was in his office, like, on the wall.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. That's it. Does he have a female body inspector shirt?
I think we did have... I'm saying we, like, I'm trying to do damage control. I think there was one in the house when I was younger. I think we got it in Rocky Point.
Yeah, that seems like a Rocky Point thing.
Yeah.
Oof.
And now, improv.
Oh my God. Mom.
Yeah.
I got my letter from the school I applied to.
Oh, good.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Ooh,
oh, I'm
honey.
So glad you're here. I wish Dad was.
Oh, well.
You know. All right, I'm going to open the letter.
Okay, I'm pulling for you, hon.
Okay. All right, it says... The Dean of Sex Therapy for Elephants University regrets to inform you.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Honey.
Mom.
Honey.
But this was my number one choice.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm devastated.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Peanuts.
Hey. You can say damn.
Damn.
Hey, well, I got a little surprise for you.
What is it? I mean, thanks.
There's another letter that came in.
What? For real, Mom?
Yeah. From the other school you applied to.
What's but it's so long ago, I don't even...
It's... You don't... Well, open it. It's from the Institute for Impotent Iguanas.
Did you apply on my behalf?
I did, honey.
Oh, my God,
I just had this feeling.
Oh, my God.
I had this feeling that you might actually like impotent iguanas.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do I know my boy or do
you know
I,
your boy?
I know my boy.
Oh, my God. I love my dead dad's wife.
Mm.
Okay. I'm going to open my letter.
Mm.
It says that getting into this school may be hard, and it's italicized.
I love that. I love the sense of humor.
But you did it!
Yes!
Oh, my God. I'm in.
Oh, my baby did it.
Oh, my God. Mama. Oh, my God. I'm in. I'm going to be working with iguanas' penises.
Yep. Specifically ones that don't work so good anymore.
And their balls.
And their balls, honey.
Oh, God.
Penis and balls.
Thank you, Mom, for believing in me.
No. I'm here. It's me. I heard about all the advancements that you've been making.
I'm here. It's me. I heard about all the advancements that you've been making.
You have?
In animal reproductive research.
And oh, yes.
I hear that you're going off to pursue secondary education, but I'd like to make you an offer.
What?
To come and work in the private sector with me.
But this is what you always wanted.
I know, but but hear him out. He must have some good offer.
I think college is a scam. Don't go to the Institute for Iguana Impotence. Come work for my company, mastering the bovine orgasm.
Honey, I don't know.
Oh, those are a lot bigger than iguanas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but...
And so are their orgasms.
Such perceptible orgasms.
Honey.
Oh, I don't know. I'm spinning.
But think about those tiny, scaly penises and tiny, scaly balls.
I've been doing nothing but thinking about them since you told me about this, but cows have balls too. Oh, I'm torn.
Well, honey, whatever you do, I'll be proud of you.
Do you think Dad will be proud?
Honey, I'm sure he's looking up at us right now, and he's so, so proud.
Thanks, Mom.
I will only be proud of you if you work with me. I won't be proud of you if you go to the iguana.
Institute of Impotent Iguanas?
Yes.
For Impotent Iguanas, yes.
Okay.
Get it right.
Hold on. Can I have a quick aside with Mom? Mom.
Yes, honey.
What if this is an everlasting gobstopper situation, and this man is actually here from the Institute of Impotent Iguanas to see how bad I want it? I mean, it could look bad that I'm even considering going to this bovine orgasm school.
Honey?
It's not a school. Yes.
You are so effing smart.
Hey, you could stay heckin'.
Thanks. You're so heckin' smart.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I think that's exactly what's going
really,
on.
Really, you do?
I do.
So even though this looks like a great opportunity, I should turn it down and go to this clearly pipeline for success iguana dick school.
Exactly.
Okay. Love you.
Okay. Love you too.
Sir?
Yes?
I shan't be working for your company. I must pursue my higher education.
I am so ashamed of you. I can't believe you turned down my offer, which had absolutely no ulterior motive. Why? Think of all the cows that are going to die of subpar orgasms because of the work that you refuse to do. Good day, sir.
Oh.
I hope when there's no more milk in the grocery stores, you'll know it's your fault. Door slam.
Wow, that was intense, Mom.
Well, I think you made the right choice.
You really mean it?
I do. I mean it. And not just because I... Not just because I also went to III.
What?
I didn't tell you. I graduated from III. That's where I met your father.
I3? You went?
Uh-huh.
You met Dad there?
I cubed. We were both there.
Oh my God, you're going to make me cube.
He It was actually, I know you never met your father, but he was actually my first iguana that I ever worked on.
Hold on. I think my tiny ear holes closed up for a second. What did you just say?
I said, your father was the first iguana I ever worked on.
Iguana?
And he was, as you can tell, a big success.
Well, wait a minute.
Because here you are, honey.
Mom, permission to turn the one mirror in the house around that I've never been allowed to look at before.
It's time. Turn it around.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
What am I? Why can't I get hard?
You'll find out at Triple I.
Oh my God. Well, it's good enough for you and Dad. It's good enough for me.
Now come over here and lick your mama on the cheek. There, nice forked tongue.
Why do you think Dad's in hell?
Scene.